And it is a way that we bring hope to our town. And we've been singing about that. The band have just done some fantastic songs this morning about hope. And that fundamentally is what CAP brings. And in simple terms, the debt centre works by someone who is in severe debt problems ringing that number, 0800-328-0006, and they're put through to CAP. CAP connects them with the local debt centre. The debt centre manager goes in, meets with them, takes a befriender with them, meets with them three times, and together with CAP sets up a debt repayment plan, but also introduces them to Jesus. And they're given the opportunity to be friends with the person who goes along with the manager. And if they want, they can be invited along to church or other things you do in your community. It is a way of bringing hope to people whose lives are strangled. Now, Andrew Green is our debt centre manager. I'm looking for him. Oh, hello. There you are. Stay there for now. Stay there for now. He's our debt centre manager. He's just finished his extensive training with CAP. And he's also just visited our two very first clients. Gail was one of the befrienders who went with her, and Jill on this occasion. And they connected with those clients. Could I have the slide up, please? Thank you. Now, our vision is to give everyone in Maidenhead tangible, relevant, life-changing encounters with Jesus. And for a long while now, I've felt that we needed to be doing that in a really practical way that met the needs in people's lives, as well as being able to connect with our community. So I'm absolutely delighted. We've been pursuing this vision of a CAP debt centre for the last 2 years. It's testimony to Andrew's passion and vision that we're here today. He's persisted to get to this point, went through rigorous interviewing. When CAP interviewed him for the position on our behalf of debt centre manager, they commented on how deep his commitment was to this project and how great his passion was. So thank you, Andrew, and we'll be hearing from him in just a moment. So this morning we're going to be praying for Andrew and commissioning him into this, but I want you to catch the heart of this and what we can do for our community through it. And I want you to understand that this is not Andrew's project. This CAP debt centre isn't something Andrew's going to do over there. And periodically we're going to hear nice stories. This is something that I want us as a church to not hold at arm's length, but to wrap our arms around and bring front and centre. So we all own this. We all pray for it. We've all given into it. We can all be a part of it in one way or another. And that's what I want to try and communicate this morning. And I want we'll have some time later to reflect on how we can be a part of it. But I want to encourage you to do that. Hold it close. It's part of who we are. And if we hold this close in the center of who we are, who knows how it will transform us, our church, and our community. It's going to take time to grow it, but actually it has the potential to be huge in our church and in our community. Through this project, guys, we can have a real and lasting impact in people's lives in our community. Fundamentally, it brings the good news that there is hope. People who are hopeless and bound up by debt, if you've ever been there, you will know how crippling it is. We offer them hope through CAP and the work they do and through Jesus. And we can just see the potential for a real and lasting change in people's lives. All the churches we've been in contact with who have CAP as part of what they do say it has transformed their churches in the long run. So this is what that's a lovely side benefit for us. But actually we're here to bless our town. So I want to reframe how we view it. It's front and center in our church. It's for all of us to be involved, and it works. CAP has seen 7,000 people come to Christ since they began 21 years ago. They've seen thousands more become debt free as they've stuck to the payment plans, and they've seen hope restored to people. And it is quite easy to have the view that these people are in debt because they've spent too much or spent unwisely. We can think that. And if we think that, that will put a shadow in our hearts. The truth is, and the statistics show, that only 4% of CAP clients have spent too much. Overspenders. Actually, all the rest, it's because they've been tipped into crippling debt through bereavement, through benefit problems, through losing jobs, through relationship breakdowns, through illness, through abuse, through mental health issues. Poverty and debt is multi-layered. And we can't judge those caught up in it. But what we have is hope. We have a Jesus who can deal with all of those issues. And we have a CAP who can deal with the debt. So actually, it's a tremendous thing that we can offer. Every person needs hope. And we are carriers of hope. Every one of us, we carry hope. And our message to our CAP clients is their lives can change. That CAP really does work if you stick to what they say to you. And that there is a God who loves them, forgives them, and can transform their lives. There's always hope. What a privilege for us to be able to take that message right into people's homes and hearts in their darkest days. So that, guys, is what we're going to be about. That's who we are. There's a lovely verse in Isaiah 41 where it says, "The poor and homeless are desperate for water. Their tongues are parched and no water to be found. But I'm there to be found, says the Lord. I'm there for them. I will not leave them thirsty." So where our guys are thirsty for hope, for life, for escape, for freedom, we're there. Come drink from the river as well. So this morning we're going to take a stand. We're going to be partnering with God to reach our community. Andrew's just going to come up now and he's going to just quickly take us through some pointers about the CAP Debt Centre, and then we'll pray. Okay, Andrew?
Thank you, Kerry. I want to start by reading the mission statement that Jesus gave when he first stood up in his home church in Nazareth. It's from Luke 4, and it goes like this. I want to see whether this reflects what we're going to do here. "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to pray to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of the sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." That was Jesus' mission. And that, in a sense, is exactly our mission here in Maidenhead. That's why it's called a mission to Maidenhead. Think of this as your chance, instead of being in faraway places, to come and work directly for Jesus and be a mission here to the people who Jesus came for the poor. So, mission to Maidenhead is what it is. A bit of practical stuff. We're going to cover Maidenhead, but we're also responsible for Marlow and Windsor and Bourne End and places like that. So that's the sort of catchment area that clients will be looking for and clients will be allocated. Where there's churches outside of Maidenhead, I've got relationships or developed relationships with those places. Marlow we already have. Other places we're already making contacts with. So that's where we are. Next point. Oh, sorry. I'm going to be a debt manager. I was appointed under fully CAP trained. Fully CAP trained, the training is as rigorous as you could possibly imagine. It's like 5 full-on, complete days, learning a complete new process from scratch in one. Right? But let me tell you, that process is amazing. The instructions they give you are just superb. You're just not left alone. You know, it's Jesus front and centre of it, but alongside it is all this fantastic practical stuff, absolutely amazing stuff. So come on, this is not something that won't work. This will work. It's proven to work. If the client wants it to work, it will work. Yeah, we guarantee it. And that's pretty good. Next one, aim is to help 70 clients, client families. It's not just the clients. When there's married couples, it's both of them are in the calendar. It's all their children and their extended family. And then it also extends to their neighbourhood. This is a really practical thing we're trying to do. Each client is separate. Each client is different. Each is unique. Just like Jesus sees them as unique, we see them as unique. We treat them each according to their needs and according to their prayer. So River's got all the debts centre covered, so we're not worried about money. This is nothing to do with money. And where we need to, as I said, we're going to be working with other churches, particularly CTIM. I've had several other churches call me, offer support and help. We know most of the Anglican churches are certainly on board with that, and I'll reach out to the rest over the next couple of weeks. So that's where we're at. That's where I'm at. But there's another, the last thing on the slide is the big ask, yeah? There's an ask here for each one of you today. We talked about this being a mission for all of us. And today, Carrie, I think you're going to explain what we're going to do, yeah? We've got three tables we're going to ask you for support. First one is about befrienders, all right? We'll explain what that is for people who go and meet the clients. Second is, if you can't have that at the time or commitments or whatever, but you can help and do other things, we're looking for supporters, people who can do things to help me and the befrienders to help our clients. And finally, there's one, what I've called ambassadors, ambassadors and helpers and champions, which is about third parties and looking at third-party areas if you work with any organization. But actually, the biggest ask of all is the clients. The big ask of the clients. And I want to teach you something now. So, church, this is your chance to be involved, because this is where every single one of you can do this. And I'm going to teach you. All right? Now, I'm not known for being a great singer, all right, and whatever, but I'm going to help you. Because what I'm going to teach you is how to remember this phone number. Because this phone number is what you need to tell clients. That's all they need to know to access CAP. They tell us that recruiting more clients is a success, key to success, and here it goes. So it's 0800-328-0006. But if you learn it like this, I guarantee you'll remember it. Right? And it's like this. It goes, 0800-328-0006. 0800-328-0006. Sing with me. 0800-328-0006. Remember it. 0800-328-0006. And you know what? If you remember that, you're a part of the mission to Maidenhead. That's all you need to do. Tell friends, tell people who may know, tell organizations, tell everybody that number. Because that's the number. That's how clients access our service. That's how you become part of the mission. Once more, 0800-328-0006.
Well done, Andrew. I guarantee you will remember that. We did that at a leaders meeting in the week, and somebody actually came in this morning and the first thing they did was sing it to me. So it's true.
In the shower,
practicing the shower. Now, what we're going to do is we're just going to pray for Andrew now. So I'd just like the leadership team to come out. Andrew, we just want to stand with you. Pop those there. We're going to pray for you. We want to thank you for the opportunity for us to be able to partner with CAP and offer this service in our town. And Lord, we pray that it will grow, that you will bless it, that Lord, we will be blessing to people through it. And today, Lord, we commission Andrew into the role of debt center manager. Father, we thank you for him. We thank you for his heart, for his passion, for his dedication. Lord, I want to thank you for the work he's already put in and the hours that he will give into this in time to come. And Lord, we pray that you will encourage him when the going gets tough, that Lord, you'll give him courage, that Father God, you'll help him to expand in the inside as a carrier of hope. And Lord, that every person whose home he goes into, he will tangibly carry that hope along with a befriender with him. So Andrew, we just commission you this morning on behalf of everyone here. As a team, we thank you. And we commit to do our part to stand with you and support you. You need to know you are not alone. We are your church family and we own this with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.